Good morning, Mrs. Marlin, again, for your daily inspirational. I want to thank the Lord this morning for his goodness, for his mercy, that is from everlasting to everlasting, and to those who fear him. And I pray this morning that you would wake up with this understanding in your heart, that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This morning I would like to have us think a little bit on a topic and inspire us to be more like Christ in this area today. I was thinking about the men of the world, men of humanity in general. And as we observe the competitiveness that's in man, and if someone does something, someone else likes to do it better, and they like to compete for crowns and for trophies and for reputations. And the kingdom of heaven is designed a little differently. There was one who was greatest of all, and he humbled himself and became a servant to all. You know, a king who has full rights to a full authority to order this done, and it is done for him, to be pampered and to be petitioned upon, being favors asked of over his subjects. But Christ took on the form of man. He humbled himself to be a servant. And as we consider this morning, we also face many things in our lives, many opportunities to either serve or be served. And today I want to encourage you to serve. The times come when you need servants to serve you. There's times of need. There's times of being older. There's many opportunities to be, the others serve you also. But to serve others, the reward is much greater. As we consider this morning the disciples walking along with their rabbi, and they started discussing among themselves, who do you think is greater here in our group? Which one of us is the greatest? And one of his mother even asked Jesus, how will it be in heaven? Can you have it so that one of my sons is on your right hand and the other is on your left? And this competitiveness, wanting to be the greatest, all the lack of understanding that we have as men, is it greater in your life to serve or to be served? Jesus rebuked those disciples and says, you don't understand. To be a servant of all is as being Lord of all. And as we consider that this morning, we realize that Jesus is pointing us towards the ultimate goal of throwing our love upon others, covering them with sweetness, covering them with servanthood. Powerful, it is powerful. And you know, it resolves a lot of problems. In our attitude, our desires to be a servant, offenses are rare. It is rare that you'll be offended, because you're not looking at being served anyways. You're not looking to be the best anyways. You're looking to be a servant. If a man has a laborer working for him, and they come in from the field, is what Jesus said. And he sits down, and the servant serves him. Does that servant expect a thank you? Jesus says, I think not. He's just doing what it is his duty. Careful we don't seek for a reward for our servanthood. Just do what you need to do, what the Lord says you should do. And then your reward inside, you'll have your reward. Eternally, you'll have your reward. Payday is coming. Payday is coming. So you get paid later. I want you to leave that thought with you. You will get paid just later. God bless you.